Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of tularemia found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 40-year-old woman presents to the emergency room for acute onset fever, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She works as a veterinarian tech in rural Colorado. She frequently treats exotic pets and wildlife refugees, involving injured rabbits and muskrats. On physical exam, she is severely febrile. There is also tenderness to palpation in the abdomen and hepatosplenomegaly. She is started on antibiotics. Let's continue with an introduction to tularemia. As a reminder, Francisella tularensis is classified as an aerobic gram-negative coccobacillus. Its hosts include ticks, rabbits, and deer flies. Transmission is from bites from exposed animals or inhalation of the organism. Conditions that are associated include ulceroglandular tularemia most commonly, as well as typhoidal tularemia and pulmonary tularemia. Remember that pulmonary tularemia may accompany ulceroglandular tularemia in less than 50% of cases or typhoidal tularemia in about 80% of cases. In terms of the epidemiology, this is a rare disease. Demographically, it is seen in the South Central United States. Risk factors include exposure to small animals such as rabbits, voles, and muskrats. In terms of the pathogenesis, there is inoculation of the skin or mucous membranes, which leads to spread of the organism to the lymph nodes and other organs. And inhalation may result in pulmonary disease. Moving on to the presentation. Ulceroglandular tularemia may present with headache, painful conjunctivitis, and pharyngitis. Typhoidal tularemia may present with nausea or vomiting. On exam, one may note a high fever, and in ulceroglandular tularemia, there may be tender maculopapular rashes initially. The lesion may then ulcerate with the raised border, and there may be tender lymphadenopathy. In typhoidal tularemia, one may note hepatomegaly and splenomegaly. And one may also note a pneumonia. In terms of further imaging, chest radiography is indicated if there is suspicion of pulmonary involvement. Specific findings may include pulmonary infiltrates, hilar lymphadenopathy, and a pleural effusion. In terms of further studies, remember that a culture is hazardous, so positive titers on serology may be diagnostic. When making the diagnosis, remember that this is based on clinical presentation, risk factors, and serology. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about cat scratch disease, with key distinguishing factors being that there is lymphadenopathy with papular, pustular, or vesicular lesions without ulceration at the site of inoculation. Also consider brucellosis, with key distinguishing factors being that this often presents with osteoarticular disease such as osteomyelitis or arthritis. In terms of treatment, medical options include aminoglycosides. This is indicated as first-line treatment for all patients. Specific drugs may include gentamicin or streptomycin. Another option is ciprofloxacin. This is indicated for patients who cannot tolerate aminoglycosides. Complications related to tularemia include renal failure, meningitis, and erythema nodosum. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that symptoms arise acutely less than 1 week after exposure, and patients with pneumonia have the highest mortality. That's all for this review about tularemia. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.